eternal God.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，因为您是一位永生的神。
And New Year's are big deals to us. They're times of interest and excitement and change.
啊，新年是一个非常重要的时刻啊，是一个让我们激动也有很多变化的一年。
But we're thankful that you're the God who doesn't change.
但是我们知道呢，您是一位永不变的神。
And consequently, we can be very confident that the God who loved us yesterday will love us and help us into the new year as well.
因为我们可以非常有信心地说，我们的神去年爱我们，也会在新的一年照样爱我们。
And each of us as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ rejoice in the promise when our Savior said, I will be with you.
那我们每一位弟兄姊妹都能够在这样的真理和应许里、喜乐，这应许就是主说我会与你同在。
And so, Lord, we're praying for the rich blessing of God upon each of us and upon those that we love into this new year.
求您带领祝福我们在座的每一位和我们所关心所爱的人在新的一年里。
And now, Lord, we have the privilege of considering the truth of God together this evening, and we pray that you will speak to each of our hearts.
我们今晚一起学习您话语的时候，求您向我们每一个人的心说话。
You know what we need, Lord, and we pray that you will teach us what it is we need to learn.
您知道我们所需的，也求您让我们在我们所需的上面得着您的教导。
So each of us would pray, teach me tonight, Lord, I pray.
我每一个人都说，主啊，我祷告，求您教导我。
And we give thanks and look to you for blessing as we turn to the word of God now.
主啊，我们要这样的感恩，也当我们学习神您的话语的时候，转向您的祝福。
And we ask these things in Jesus' name.
我们这些的祷告，奉主耶稣的名 ，Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, Eric, you can maybe just give us the word of God, please.
Thank you.
我们把这时间交给 Eric 弟兄。
Well, we've been considering together the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
那我们一起在讨论着圣灵的恩赐啊，这么一个话题。
And we've looked at the gifts of the Spirit that formed the foundation of the doctrine of the Scriptures.
我们讲到了这样一种恩赐来建立使徒先知的教义啊，也就是新约圣经。
The foundation gifts were the apostles and the prophets.
那这样的一个恩赐呢，就是使徒和先知的恩赐。
And the authenticating sign gifts, the miracles, healing, tongues and interpretation, those were given as God's way of authenticating.
那同样还有一种的恩赐呢，是来证实这些人所说的是出于神的。那比方说呢，医治的恩赐，异能的恩赐，方言和翻方言的恩赐。
It's God's way of authenticating both the messenger and their message.
那这种方式呢，既证实说这些话的人，也证实他们所说的话都是出于神的。
Now those sign gifts and those temporary foundational gifts, they were just temporary, limited to just the apostolic age.
但这样的一个建立根基的恩赐呢，是暂时的，都是在使徒的时代才有的。
And they were in operation until the scriptures were completed.
那他们这样的一个恩赐一直在进行，直到呢圣经完全了。
The apostles' doctrine was written down for us.
那使徒教义呢，已经为我们写下了。
And then the scriptures, the written scriptures themselves, they are the self-authenticating word.
从此以后呢，这全本的圣经自己就是一个自我证实的一个真理的源头。
And so we read in the last few sentences of the Bible that we are not to add to nor take away from anything in the Word of God.
这也是为什么启示录的，也就是整本圣经的最后几句话说呢，我们不能够在这个预言上加添什么，也不能在上面删去什么，因为已经完全了。
Now tonight we'd like to look at the permanent or the building gifts.
所以今天晚上呢，我们要看一些会一直持续到现在永远的这个建造房屋的恩赐。
That is the gifts that were given by the Lord to the church for edification for the complete duration of the Christian age.
那这是给到教会，神给到教会来建造这教会的房屋，来完成这房屋，劝勉教导的恩赐。
Now, we call them building gifts because that's what Paul actually terms the work of using the gifts in 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
我们说建造的恩赐呢，因为这是保罗自己呢在哥林多前书三章他所描述的一个比方，来告诉我们的。
1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5.
哥林多前书三章五节。
And we read verse 5. Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers through whom you believed as the Lord gave to each one?
亚波罗算什么？保罗算什么？无非是执事，照主所赐给他们个人的，引导你们相信。林前三章五节。
In Corinth, there were those who preferred Paul and others who preferred Apollos.
因为在哥林多教会当时呢有一些纷争，有的人呢喜欢听保罗的，有的人喜欢听亚波罗的。
And this was causing a split in the church among their other problems.
在其他诸多的哥林多教会的问题里呢，这就导致了一个当中问题之一，就是纷争分裂。
But what Paul is telling them that, but both he and Apollos, they're both God's servants, but they have different gifts.
所以保罗想告诉大家的呢，就是他们俩，保罗和亚波罗都是神的仆人，不过呢，他们有不同的恩赐。
In verse 6, he says there that I planted, Apollos watered, but it's God who gives the increase.
第六节他就讲了，他说我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了。唯有神叫他生长。
They were just servants of the Lord using the gifts that he directs them to use.
他们只不过是神的仆人，来使用神交给他们、引导他们的那些恩赐而已。
And so then he goes on to explain in verse 7, so then neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but it's God who gives the increase.
第七节他就更进一步讲了一个道理，可见栽种的算不得什么，浇灌的也算不得什么，只在那叫他生长的神。
The important thing that Paul is getting across is not the differing gifts, but God who directs it, and he's the one who gives the increase.
所以可见呢，并不是人有恩赐的人能有什么重要的，而是那背后的神，那在引导人使用这些恩赐的神，那才是最重要的。
Then in verse 8, he continues.
那第八节他继续了。
Now he who plants and he who waters are one.
栽种的和浇灌的都是一样。
In other words, they're one in God's purposes.
那就意思呢，他们是在神的旨意里呢，都是一样的。
But then he begins here to talk about responsibility.
那他就继续讲他们各自的不同职责。
Each one, he says, will receive his own reward according to his own labor.
但将来个人要照自己的功夫得自己的赏赐。
And then in verse 9, he goes on to say, for we are God's fellow workers, you are God's field.
因为我们是与神同工的, 你们是神所耕种的田地。
He's been using a figure here, a figure of speech, that the Corinthians were a field, God's field, and all they were, Paul was one who planted, Apollos was one who watered.
他就用打比方的方式来解释了，那格林多教会呢，就像神的田地，保罗呢，就像那栽种的，亚波罗就像那浇水的。
But then in the second part of verse 9, he changes the figure.
第九节的后半段呢，他又把这个比喻呢，换了一个形式。
Because he's going to use the figure of building.
他要用这个建房屋这么一个比喻。
And the responsibilities involved in building.
也包括他们相应所牵涉的职责。
He goes on in that last half of verse 9, you are God's building.
九节后半段，你们是神所建造的房屋。
Then he goes, he refers back to himself as an apostle who laid the foundation. He says, according to the grace of God which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another builds on it.
所以第十节开始呢，他就把他自己回到了那样的一个恩赐，就是建造根基、建立根基的恩赐。他说呢，他就像一个。 照着神的恩，一个聪明的工头立好了根基，其他人在上面造。As
an apostle, they were given the responsibility to lay the foundation of doctrine.
作为一个使徒呢，他们得着这责任来建立根基。Whereas
others, like Apollos, would come behind as gifted teachers. And they would build upon the doctrine that Paul has laid down.
那显然亚波罗呢是有教导的恩赐，所以呢他呢就在保罗所建的根基上呢开始建造。Apollos
wouldn't be teaching anything different from Paul.
而且亚波罗是不可能教导一些和保罗不同的教义的。Rather,
he would be explaining the apostles' doctrine and teaching it in such a way that they would be able to understand it.
相反的，他们会，亚波罗会用一个使人能明白的方式呢，把使徒的教义呢解释给会众听。And
then he gives a warning to us today and to any who would work in the church.
紧跟着呢，他就给了我们一个警告，给当时也是我们今天所有人的，所有教会的人的一个警告。But
let each, he says in the last part of verse 10, but let each one take heed how he builds on it.
就是第十节最后的部分，就是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造。
Verse 11, for no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
第十一节说，因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。
And then he goes on to say in verse 12, now if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is.
12节，若有人用金银宝石、草木和秸，在这根基上建造。 个人的工程必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来，有火发现，这火要试验个人的工程怎样。And
tonight we're going to consider the building gifts.
今晚呢，我们要考察这建造的恩赐。And
every believer in the Lord Jesus Christ has at least one building gifts.
每一个神的孩子啊，都至少有一样建造的恩赐。
And so we'll return to this passage later, but let's look at a description of these gifts.
那我们等一会儿会再回到这一段，那我们现在先看一下这每一个恩赐的描述。
Last week we looked at the, first of all, the gift of teaching. Let's turn to the 13th or the 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians.
上一周呢，我们教提到了第一个，也就是教导的恩赐，就是哥林多前书的十二章。
There are actually four lists or five lists of gifts in the New Testament.
新约呢有四次还是应该是五次，这个提用列表的方式提到不同的类型恩赐。
There's a great variety.
啊，是有一个非常大的差异。
So, verse 28 of chapter 12.
十二章的二十八节。
Chapter 12, verse 28. There we read about teachers. First, apostles, second, prophets, and third, teachers.
那临前十二章二十八节。第一是使徒，第二是先知，第三是教师。
Now we briefly touched on the gift last week, and basically a teacher is one who communicates divine truths effectively, so that others can understand and grow.
所以我们上周已经解了这教师的恩赐，就是把神的教义真理呢。用一个有效的方式传达出去，使他人能明白。
Paul had that gift.
保罗有这样的恩赐。
And Apollos had that gift.
亚波罗也有这样的恩赐。
That's a very important gift for the church.
这是对教会非常重要的恩赐。
Now turn over to Ephesians chapter 4.
我们再看另一处啊，以弗所书的四章。
Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 11.
11节。以弗所书四章十一节。
There we read, and he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets. Those were the temporary gifts, the foundational gifts. And then he mentions evangelists.
那十一节说他所赐的有使徒有先知啊，这个是暂时的恩赐，建立根基的恩赐，已经在圣经结束之后呢，没有了。那有紧跟着他讲有传福音的恩赐。
Now Paul was the consummate evangelist. He was a great evangelist, one of the greatest.
保罗是一个基石性的这个传福音的一个，应该是一个最大的传福音者之一。
When he said, "I planted," that it was the word that he spoke that many, many came to know the Lord Jesus through his ministry.
就是他所说的，很多人是借着他的福音工作而得救的，教会而建立的。
The evangelist has a special ability to make the gospel message clear and plain.
那传福音的有这样一个能力啊，是使得神的福音信息啊，清楚有效地传递出去。
And he's able to bring others to a knowledge of the Lord Jesus.
也就能够带到把人呢带来得这明白啊，神耶稣基督的福音呢能接受。
Then in that verse 11 of chapter 4, again.We read about some pastors.
然后紧跟着呢，十一章，十一节的后面呢，传福音的后面有牧师。
Now, the gift of pastor, this is the only place in the New Testament that it's translated as pastor.
那这是新约里唯一一处啊，翻译成牧师的地方啊，就是我们今天讲牧养的恩赐，牧师的恩赐。
Everywhere else it'sJust translated a shepherd.
那其他地方呢都是用一个词叫牧者 shepherd, 牧羊人来代替的。
This is it describes one who has that ability to care for the flock of God.
那这个是他一种恩赐呢，是有能力来关爱照顾神的群羊，这么样的一个恩赐和能力。
He's able to care for the very young in a tender, loving way.
而且他照顾的方式是非常柔和谦卑的，非常有慈爱的方式照顾。
He has the wisdom also to deal with those that go astray.
那也他也能够想办法把那些走偏了的带回来。
And the shepherd, the pastor, is one who always recognizes that he isn't just an under shepherd to the good shepherd.
那他 ，you mean he's a
he just reckon yeah he's just an under shepherd. He's under the great shepherd, the good shepherd.
那而且呢，这样有牧养恩赐的人呢，他也永远都是意识到啊，在他顶上有个更大的大牧人。就是神自己。
Now this is not some office. This isn't some appointment.
对，这不是一个职分啊，他职这不是一个职位啊，这是一个神给的工作 appointment.
It's a gift that is given to some just to have a care for others.
对，这样的恩赐是给到那些。就是有关爱他人的这个负担的这些人。
And a healthy local church should have several pastors or shepherds.
那一个健康的地方教会呢，一般总是会有几个这样牧师或者牧羊人。
The next one is the exhortation, the gift of exhortations, Romans chapter 12, verse 8.
我们再来看一段罗马书的十二章。八节。
He who exhorts in exhortation he who exhorts in exhortation. There, that's all we need on that verse.
Yeah. 罗马书的十二章八节，最前的一段啊，或做劝化的，就当专一劝化。所以劝化又是下面一个恩赐。
That's an important gift, the gift of exhortation.
所以劝化的恩赐也是一个非常重要的恩赐。
It has the meaning to be able to entreat people, to implore, to urge them to action.
所以这是鼓励推动啊人去行动的啊，是帮助这些会众呢能够活出来的这么一种恩赐。
An exhorter will take the word of God and he will stir the believer into action with scripture, so they'll be encouraged to walk in the right path.
对，他会对着信徒们啊，有这个恩赐的人呢，会对着信徒们呢，就眺望他们里面的火，行动的力量会出来，让他们能够按神的道呢去做。
So in that sense, the word is sometimes translated in the New Testament.Encouragement, the gift of encouragement, to give courage to.
那这个有的时候在新约呢会把这种恩赐翻译成呢叫鼓励的恩赐啊，就鼓励人去行动。
When someone with a gift of exhortation sees someone losing heart, maybe almost ready to give up, they see that person, and they can come alongside and encourage them in the Lord.
那就是有人看见，如果他人呢就快失掉信心的时候，这样的恩赐人就来呢，过来陪伴呢，来鼓励他能够继续起来，在信心里按照神的话去行。
Also, there's the idea of warning of any danger.
或者说呢，他也可以起来警告。一些危险的存在。
If an exhorter sees someone that is perhaps walking in a path that's going to lead to their fall, they will come alongside and give them a warning and encourage them back in the right path.
如果你看见这样的恩赐人看见别人在一个错误的路上可能会跌倒的时候呢，他就会过来警告他，给他指出来，带着他，鼓励他，能免走到这个跌倒的路上去。
Now, to compare the teacher with the exhorter, a teacher lays out the scripture more for the mind to understand.
那我们要做一点小比较，这个教师的恩赐和这劝化的恩赐有一些区别。教师的恩赐呢，是在你的理性里啊，把这道理呢解开，让你明白。
While the exhorter or the encourager will speak to the will and to the conscience of a Christian.
但劝化的恩赐呢，是针对被服侍的人的良心和意愿去做工的啊，让他做这个决定，让对方有这个力量做决定往前走。
Now turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 8.
我们再回到哥林多前书的八章。
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8.
十二章的八节。林前十二章八节。
For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit.
这人蒙圣灵赐他智慧的言语，那人也蒙这位圣灵赐他知识的言语。
Here are two, I would say, related gifts.
这里呢，我会称呼它为相关的两个恩赐。
What's the difference between wisdom and knowledge?
那智慧和知识有什么区别呢？
We read that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
我们知道呢，敬畏耶和华啊，是智慧的开端。
Twice in Scripture that is quoted.
两次啊，在圣经里都讲到。
Well, if the fear of the Lord's the beginning, what is the end of wisdom?
那如果敬畏耶和华是开始的话呢，是开端的话呢，那结尾是什么？
The fear of the Lord really is to recognize God's presence in every situation.
那敬畏耶和华呢，是承认神在每一个环境里的同在的。
And the sense of not wanting to offend him,in anything we do.
那就是让我们到一个状态呢，在我们所行一切事上，我们不要去冒犯神。
It also has the idea of obeying, listening and obeying his word.
所以这也包含那层意思，就是听他也顺服他的话。
So that's the beginning of wisdom.
所以这样。
But how to progress in wisdom?
那这个一个状态呢，是一个智慧的开端。那怎么在智慧里想向前行呢？
And that comes from applying God's word to every situation that we meet in our lives.
所以这就需要把神的话呢，应用在我们生命里的每一个方方面面。
And so wisdom is basically being able toit's a special gift of being able to apply biblical principles wisely to every life situation.
那智慧呢，就是这种恩赐呢，是用一个属和圣经属神的方式，把神的道理应用在我们的生命里。
Wisdom is an action thing.
所以智慧的恩赐是一个行动的一件事啊，它是要应用的。
A person can know a certain way of action that they should take, but if they don't take it, they're not wise.
那一个人呢，可能会知道这件事他当怎么做，但是他不这么做呢， 就被称为没有智慧。
One has said that, knowledge is knowing the facts. Wisdom is knowing what to do with the facts.
那我们可以这么来区别，知识呢，是知道真理，知道真相。智慧呢，是把真理和真相用在我们当用的这个方面，就是动起来。
So wisdom is the practical application of God's word to our lives.
所以智慧呢，是有实用实际的应用啊，把神的道在应用在我们生活里，就叫智慧。
But notice this is not the gift of wisdom.
注意呢，这个也依然不是叫智慧的恩赐。
It's the gift of the word of wisdom.
这只是这个呢，叫做智慧的言语。
That is, a person with that gift not only has wisdom, but they have the ability to communicate it to others.
所以呢，在第八节讲到智慧的言语，那这个人有的这种恩赐呢，不但有知道智慧是什么，该怎么用，他还有这个能力呢，把他用言语表达出来，让对方能接受。
An assembly may be facing a very difficult situation. No one seems to know the way out.
那比方说一个教会可能面临一个极困难的情形，没有人知道该往哪里去。
Or it may be an individual with a problem in their life.
或许这个情形是一个人在他的生命里有这样的困难。
Someone with a word of wisdom is able to give them exactly what they need from the scriptures and apply it so that they can follow that.
那这样有智慧言语这个恩赐的人呢，就能够把该怎么做，用圣经的道理应用上来，清楚地解释出来，让别人能明白。
Now, Stephen, he had that gift.
那斯提凡他有这样的恩赐。
Look at Acts chapter 6.
使徒行传六章。
Acts chapter 6 and verse 10.
使徒行传六章的十节。
There was a great dispute with some of the Jews, and Stephen opposed them. And it says in verse 10, and they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spoke.
那在十节前面啊，使徒行传的六章十节之前呢，是有一些的争论。那法利赛人呢和他产生了一些冲突，但是呢斯提凡以智慧和圣灵说话，众人就抵挡不住。
Let's look at the word of knowledge then.
我们再回到临前的十二章看知识的。
First Corinthians, back to 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 8 again.
临前十二章的八节。
To another, the word of knowledge.
知识的言语，这个恩赐。
And here again, it's similar to the word of wisdom. If wisdom is to know how to apply, knowledge, but first there needs to be that knowledge.
所以如果智慧的言语呢，这种恩赐是应用某一种的知识或真理，那首先前提就是我们要知道这个真理和知识，在我的理性里要知道。
And there are some that are able, as they read the scriptures, to immediately grasp difficult spiritual principles.
对，有一些人呢，他能够在读圣经的时候，他立刻能抓住，这不同的属灵的原则。
Most people would be read a passage, but there are those with a special gift, and they seem to be able to draw out from those scriptures exactly what God wants to be known at that particular time.
那每个人都会读圣经，但是有这种知识言语恩赐的人呢，他读的时候，他能够从中呢，立刻把当时受众们需要的 这样的属灵的原则和真理呢，它能提炼出来，能够把它表达出来。
And also because it's the word of knowledge, there has to be the ability, the word of knowledge as a gift also has with it the ability to communicate the knowledge.
同样的和智慧的言语一样，它不但需要有知识，它自己能提炼出来，它言语的恩赐呢，也同样让它能够把这恩赐能够传达、传递、表达给会众。
And that's sometimes the most difficult part is actually communicating it so others can benefit from the insight that is given to someone with the word of knowledge.
所以这也是一个非常重要的部分啊，因为只有表达清楚了，那会众才能领受啊，才能受益。
And so I think in James, in the council in Jerusalem,He was given that special gift, when he sums up the arguments and brings forth, in clear language, he summed up the whole situation, which everyone could see and agree upon in Acts chapter 15.
那我们可以看一个例子哈，使徒行传十五章呢，使徒雅各哈。他在耶路撒冷会议的这个当时的一个有争议的问题上呢，他能够把它总结，然后呢用大家彼此都能信服的方式呢把它表达出来。
There from we won't read it, but in verses 13 to 21.He sums up the whole council. Verse 13.
那使徒行传十五章十三节到二十一节啊，这就是雅各他站起来呢，他要把这个问题呢要总结出来。
Well, go to verse 12.
我们先回到十二节来看。
After those had spoken in the council, verse 12, then all the multitude kept silent and listened to Barnabas and Paul declaring how many miracles and wonders God had worked through them among the Gentiles.
所以众人都默默无声，在这之前呢，他们就讲了这问题的起头哈，到底是什么事情。然后十二节后面就听巴拿巴和保罗述说神借他们在外邦人中所行的神迹奇事。
And then in verse 13, we read, And after they had become silent, James answered, saying, Men and brethren, listen to me.
And then, 他们住了声，雅各就说，诸位弟兄，请听我的话。
And then you can read that portion. Really, he sums up the whole situation.And with that word of knowledge, he declares an end to the whole council, and everyone is happy with the decisions.
所以14节往后呢，你会发现他总结了这个问题，也给出了一个令每一方呢都很幸福，而且非常高兴的这么一个结论，大家都接受。
So again, it's not only the ability to know, but it's the ability to communicate that knowledge.
所以不单呢，他需要知道这个真理是什么，而且他要能表达出来，使众人都能接受。
Now, a person may have both those gifts.
所以也许呢，有的人会两种的恩赐都有。
They seem to be interrelated in some way.
因为呢，智慧的言语和知识的言语某种程度是相联系的，相关的。
The next we're going to look at is again in 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
回到林前十二章啊，我们再看下一个十二章八节。
And verse 9.
九节了，
And that is faith.
那就是信心的恩赐。
To another faith by the same Spirit.
就是这人蒙同样这位圣灵赐他信心。
Now, this isn't saving faith. This isn't the faith that we operate or that is in operation when we trust the Lord Jesus for our salvation.
注意，这不是一个得救的信心啊，不是说当我们信靠耶稣成为我救主的得救的那一刻啊，那样的信心，并不是指这里并不是指那种信心。
Because we've all that are saved have been saved on the basis of faith alone.
因为我们所有得救的人呢，都是单单凭着信心而得救的，不是靠自己的行为。
And if we've trusted God for our salvation,We also trust God for everything.
如果我们信靠神，在救恩上信靠，我们就在所有的事情上信靠。
And he's proven himself faithful over many years for some of us.
他也向我们在许多年里显明了他是信实的。
But this gift of faith is a special enablement that are given to some, not all.
这种的恩赐呢，信心的恩赐是一个特别的恩赐啊，给到一些人啊，并不是所有都有。
It's the special ability that, to be able to trust God for large or unusually difficult things.
那这个是对一些大的不是很常见的困难的情形而有的。
Now, the example that comes to my mind very quickly and is a man called George Mueller.
那我能想到的历史上的一个例子呢，就是一个人呢，他叫乔治穆勒。
He was German born, but he was, he lived most of his life in England.
他是出生于德国，但他大部分时间是活在英国。
And he had a great impact upon the assemblies over 100 years ago, more than 150 years ago.
他生活的年代呢，距今已经超过150年了。那他对当时他的教会啊有极深的影响。那个时代。
But early in his Christian life, he was much concerned about the orphans in England.
在他的服事的早年呢，他对英国的孤儿啊非常有负担。
And so without any resources of his own, he opened up an orphanage.
他自己呢完全没有资源啊，但他却开了一个孤儿院。
And you can read the story of George Mueller. It's a wonderful story, and I urge you if you have opportunity ever to read the story of George Mueller of Bristol.It will encourage you very much.
我也鼓励大家去读一读他的故事，乔治穆勒早年服侍的故事，在英国，这是非常令人鼓舞的一个故事。
For over 60 years, he provided the needs of more than 10,000 orphans.
在60年之内啊，他提供了超过一万人一万个孤儿所需的。
He had no money of his own.
但他不是用自己的钱，他没有钱。
And he never asked anyone for one cent, for one bit of money.
他也从来没有问任何人要过什么钱，一分钱都没有要过。
He depended upon the Lord. He took all his needs to the Lord.
他完全仰赖神呢，把他所需的交给神。
And the Lord provided for those 10,000 orphans for over 60 years.
所以在60年之久啊，神就给了他足够的供应来养活一万个孤儿。
One story I remember was they had run out of bread.
有一次呢，我读到的一个例子就是他们没有面包了。
And when he was told about it,In the morning, there was no bread. He got on his knees and prayed.
他早晨起来，听说没有面包了，他就跪下来祷告。
Then I believe there was a knock at the door.
祷告着呢，得有人敲门了。
And outside of the orphanage, a bread wagon full of fresh bread had broken down.
在这个孤儿院外面呢，他就看见一车的面包啊，那个装面包的车呢坏了。
And the man who came to the door and knocked said, "We are unable to deliver our load of bread. Can you use some bread?"
你那个敲门的就说呢，我们没有办法今天把今天新鲜的这个面包啊送到该送的地方。那你能不能消化一点，否则就浪费了。
And instances like that were multiplied in the life of George Mueller.
那这样的一个这些例子啊，在乔治穆勒的这个生命里，属灵生命里非常非常的多。
So there are those that have the special gift of faith.
所以有一些人呢，是有一些很特别的信心上面的恩赐的。
They see mountains of difficulty and they pray and those difficulties are removed.
他们会看见呢，像山一样啊，很多山的这种困难，但他们祷告呢，这些山就挪去了，就没了。
Now this is always an encouragement to others, as it encourages us when we read the story of George Mueller.
那这些呢是对他人呢是一个极大的鼓励啊，尤其当我们读到像乔治穆勒这样的见证的时候，我们也很受鼓励。
Now, turn over to verse 28 of chapter 1 Corinthians 12.
我们再看林前十二章的二十八节。
And here we have another list after listing the temporary gifts. He mentions the simple word helps.
那这里呢，当我们看完这个前面的暂时的恩赐呢，他讲到一个很简单的词叫帮助人的。
The word helps.Very broad word and very broad application.
那帮助人是个非常宽泛的应用的场景啊。
I think many people have the gift of helps.
我相信很多人啊都有这种帮助人的恩赐。
It's a wonderful gift.
是个非常美的恩赐。
The Greek word means, it's a beautiful Greek word. That means to take the burden off someone else and place it on yourself.
那这个希腊文呢，所有的这个原意呢，就是把其他人的重担呢拿去放在我自己身上，就叫帮助人。
The picture that comes to my mind is someone that's carrying a really heavy load, someone who's not very strong, carrying a heavy load.And I can come up and say, "Let me take that load for you."
这个一个形象的图景就是有人在路上呢扛了一个他扛不动的包，然后呢你冲上去，你说，哎，我来帮你扛。
It's a wonderful gift to have and to have used on you. Have you ever been helped by someone?
这是一个非常美的恩赐啊。我相信我们每个人都说，哎，我有没有别人哪个基督徒帮过我呢？我们都说会的。
What an encouragement it is to know that you're not alone in your difficulties.
那当你在困难里知道自己不是孤单的，是多么受鼓舞呢？
But in order to help, you have to know what the needs are.
那你要帮助别人，你总得知道需要在哪里嘛。
And you have to be willing to do that.
你也要有愿意啊去做这件事情。
Now, Priscilla and Aquila, they greatly helped that great teacher of the faith, Apollos. Look at Acts chapter 18.
我们看一下使徒行传的十八章，有两个有，显然这种恩赐的人就是百基拉和雅居拉夫妇啊。使徒行传十八章。
Acts chapter 18, verse 24.
24节，使徒行传18:24。
Now a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man, mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus. And this man had been instructed in the way of the Lord. Being fervent in spirit, he spoke and taught accurately the things of the Lord, though he only knew the baptism of John. So he began to speak boldly in the synagogue. When Aquila and Priscilla heard him, they took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately.
有一个犹太人名叫亚波罗，来到以弗所，他生在亚历山泰，是有学问的，能讲解圣经。这人已经在 主的道上受了教训，心里火热，将耶稣的事详细讲论教训人，只是他单想得约翰的洗礼。他在会堂里放胆讲道，百基拉雅居拉听见，就接他来，将神的道给他讲解更加详细。
Now Priscilla and Aquila, they were companions of Paul, and they were helpers of Paul as well, as we read in the scriptures. They weren't great teachers. They weren't known for their teaching or preaching.
那我们也知道呢，这对夫妇也是保罗，使徒保罗很重要的同工，常与保罗同在，所以他们自己也是非常好的教师。
But they saw this great man Apollos laboring under a load of ignorance as to the truth of God, and they gave him the key that made his ministry more effective.
但他们看见一个弟兄呢，在一个真理上呢是无知的啊，就是他有迷惑或者眼瞎的地方啊，所以他们就上去帮助他啊，让他在服事上更有果效。
So as a helper, they aided him, they supported him.
作为一个帮助人的呢，他们帮助了这个亚波罗这个弟兄。
And they greatly helped the apostle Paul, Romans 16 and verses 3 and 4.
Eric?
Yeah.
Yeah, I may leave. Yeah.
Thank you, Long.
Okay, go ahead, Aaron.
Good evening.
Good evening, Aaron. Romans 16, verse
3.
Okay. 罗马书的十六章三节。
So Paul is asking, or in his letter, for...them to greet Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who risked their own lives for my life, their own necks for my life, to whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles.
这里面呢，在这封书信里面，保罗就让这个罗马教会的人呢，要问候百基拉和雅居拉的安。他说他们在基督耶稣里与我同工，也为我的命将自己的景象置之度外。不单我感谢他们，就是外邦的众教会也感谢他们。
So they had been helpers of the apostle Paul, but also in many of the churches as well. Their reputation as for their gift of helping, wherever they could, they came alongside and bore burdens and assisted and supported others.
他们不仅从这两节里面看到，他们不仅是保罗的同工啊，他们也是在众教会中，一直都有这样的好名声，就是他们尽他们所能去帮助所有的众教会呢，去分担他们的重担，也是他们这些众教会的帮助者。
Now go back to 1 Corinthians again, chapter 12 and verse 28.
我们再回到哥林多前书的十二章的二十八节。
Again in that.Verse 28, down in that list we read of administrations or governments.
在这节里面呢，在帮助人的后面就是呢治理事的。
Here's another gift.
这又是另外一个恩赐了。
It's sometimes translated ruling.
也有的时候呢翻译成管制。
The idea there is, the word means to steer or to organize.
这个词的意思呢，就是掌舵的或者是组织的。
It means to lead and to give directions, spiritual directions.
就是说他是带领的，给大家属灵的方向引导的。
Now elders certainly need this gift.
长老当然是需要这种恩赐的。
But there are others in the assembly that if they have that gift, it's a wonderful gift.
当然除了长老呢，其他人也可能有这样的恩赐。如果有这样的恩赐呢，真是太好了，这是一个非常好的恩赐。
Because if it's, people can have a natural gift for administration, but it may not be of any value in the assembly.
当然有些人他可能在肉体里面天生的有这种管理的才能，但是这个在教会里没有用。
For the gift, the spiritual gift of administration also means that a person has a vision to know where God wants the assembly to go.
因为这属灵的这个治理式的这个恩赐呢，是他要有一种意向，他知道神要带领这个教会往哪里去。
We don't organize the assembly as we would a business.
我们不是要像做生意那样管理自己的生意那样去组织这个教会的。
That's based upon different principles altogether.
这两者完全是在不同的原则下运行的。
And so vision and the gift of wisdom is also needed for those that are going to rule well.
所以那些想要在神的教会治理好事的人呢，他必须有这样的意向，而且又要从神而来的智慧。
Now, go on to Romans chapter 12, verse 7.
你再回到罗马书十二章的七节。
Here's another gift. Romans chapter 12 and verse 7. The gift of ministry. Or...
这是另外一个恩赐了，就是执事。
Ministry or service, simply service.
或者简单的说就是服事。
A servant must forget themselves.
一个仆人呢，一定要忘记他自己。
Because if we are looking out for our own interests, we are of no use in the Lord's service.
如果我们只是寻求自己的利益呢，那我们就完全神没有办法来用我们做他的仆人了。
The Lord Jesus said, I am one among you who serves.
主耶稣说，他说我在你们中间是来服侍人的。
And he was the most selfless man that ever set foot on the earth.
他是这在地上自有人以来呢是最无私的那一位。
He expected nothing back.
他从来不求回报。
And so a servant of the Lord must be the same.
所以神的仆人主的仆人也应该是这样的。
And there are many examples in the scriptures of service. Phoebe is probably one of the outstanding ones. Turn over to the 16th chapter of our book of Romans.
在圣经里面有很多这样神的忠心仆人的这个例子啊，我们可以翻到罗马书的十六章，这里面的这个菲比就是一个优秀的榜样。
Verse 1 of chapter 16.
十六章的一节，罗马书十六章一节。
I commend to you Phoebe, our sister,who is a servant of the church in Cenchrea.
我对你们举荐我们的姐妹菲比，她是坚格里教会中的女执事。
And he goes on to say that you receive her in the Lord in a manner worthy of the saints, and assist her in whatever business she has need of you, for indeed she has been a helper of many and of myself also.
第二节他说，请你们为主接待他，合乎圣徒的体统。他在何事上要你们帮助，你们就帮助他，因他素来帮助许多人，也帮助了我。
So the gift of helps and the gift of ministry are very closely related.
所以这个帮助人的恩赐和这个执事或者说服侍的这恩赐呢，他们是紧密的相连的两种恩赐。
And it's hard to distinguish between them in many ways.
经常呢我们是没有办法精确地把他们两者区分开来的。
But it's, it's being able to give practical aid where aid is needed, where help is needed.
所以不管哪里有需要呢，我们都是能够在操作上给出这样的帮助和帮助的。
Back to Romans chapter 12 again.
我们再回到罗马书的十二章。
And verse 8. Here we have another gift.
第八节这里讲的另外一个恩赐。
And that is giving.
就是施舍的。
I'm in the wrong place here. Good.Romans chapter 12, verse 8. He who gives with liberality in that verse 8, if you go down to the middle of the verse.
在罗马书十二章八节的中间他说施舍的就当诚实。
That's a divine enablement or ability to be able to give large amounts with great effectiveness.
这是一种神圣的能力啊，就是他给出大量的金钱去帮助别人，有效的帮助别人。
It also means that the one with this gift has the spiritual ability to know the needs.
而且有这样恩赐的人呢，他也有这样属灵的能力，他知道这个需要在哪里。
And when to give.
而且愿意给。
And who to give to.
不是，他也要知道什么时候给，要给谁。
And they, when they give, it's with a great liberality. There's no reserve.
而且他给呢是完全心甘乐意的，完全是毫无保留的。
It's with the knowledge that their God owns the cattle on the thousand hills.
因为他心里知道他的神，他的主是拥有着山岗上万千牛羊的神。
That all the riches in the world are his.
这地上所有的财富都是属于他的。
And that they are just stewards of the riches of God.
他们只是神在地上财富的管家。
Now we all are called to be givers.
我们每一个人呢，神都呼召我们成为这施舍人的。
We ought to give with cheerfulness and withhold from no one.
我们都是要甘心乐意的，捐得乐意的心去给的。
But this is a special gift.
刚才说的那个是普遍意义上的，但这种呢是一种特殊的恩赐。
And you know, I have only personally known very few that have this gift.
我个人呢，我这一生中，只认识非常少的少数几个人有这样的恩赐。
The reason is that they usually do it in complete silence. No one knows that they're doing it except God.
原因呢就是他们通常做这些施舍的事都是默默无闻的，没有人知道，只有神知道。
You remember the story of the Pharisee that went up to the temple to pay his temple gift?
大家还记得圣经里面记载这法利赛人到圣殿里面去把这个奉献交给圣殿的时候的事吗？
And before he put his big bag of gold in the temple treasury, he had someone blow a trumpet so that the attention was all drawn to him. And when everybody was looking his way, he put his bag of coins into the temple treasury.
当他要把装着这金银这个钱的这个袋子放到这个圣殿的奉献箱的时候呢，他要请人吹一个喇叭，然后吸引所有的注意，让大家都看着他是怎么把这个钱放到这个奉献箱里面去的。
There was a poor widow there that had two little mites, the smallest coins in the Roman Empire, and she put them in, and it was all she had.
同时呢，当时也有一个寡妇，她把两个小钱，两个小钱呢是当时这罗马帝国里面最小单位的这个货币了，也是她所有的养生的，她就把它扔进，全部扔进去了。
The Lord Jesus watching this told his disciples that she's put more in than he did.
然后主耶稣一直在看着这个场景，他对他的门徒说，他说这个寡妇给的比他给比那个法利赛人给的多多了。
But the one who has the gift of giving will never let anyone know if they can help it to know what they are doing.
所以这个有施舍恩赐的人呢，但凡他们能做到呢，他们就不会让别人知道他们在做这个事。
They see themselves as just stewards of God's resources.
因为他们只把自己呢看作是神的资源的管家。
And great will be their reward in heaven.
他们在天上的赏赐是极大的。
Unfortunately, I don't have that gift because God hasn't given me much to give.
遗憾的就是我自己没有这个恩赐，因为神没有给我太多的可以给出去的东西。
Yes, I won't go any more further than that. Now let's look at the next one. In verse 8 again of chapter 12, we read the gift of mercy.
我们接着看这个八节的另外一个恩赐，就是怜悯人的。
This is a person that has been given by the Spirit of God a great heart for others.
这种人呢，是神赐给他们一颗特别特别有爱的心，对其他人。
It's the ability, God-given ability to have compassion and be able to help those who are in sorrowful circumstances.
这种人呢，是神赐给他们心呢，他们特别能够同情别人，特别是同情那些在忧伤的处境当中的人。
Those that can sympathize with those that are in trouble.
他们特别能够同情那些在困难当中挣扎的人。
And they don't regard the condition of that person.Or the circumstances.
他们并不特别在意那个人所处的境况，或者他是一个怎么样的情况。
They just have a great compassion for people.
他只是对人特别有爱。
I've been to Africa, a number of times to help a missionary there.
我有几次去非洲帮助当地的传教士。
I wouldn't say that he's the greatest preacher in the world.
我不能说这个传就是我认识的这个传教士呢是最伟大的讲道的人。
Nor is he a great teacher.
他也不是一个最伟大的教师。
He's a very simple man.
他只是很普通的一个人。
But he has a gift of mercy.
但是他就有这个怜悯人的恩赐。
And in the mornings, I would come from my hut where I stayed, for breakfast early in the morning.
早晨的时候，我从我自己的小屋里面出来，吃早饭的时候。
And I'd come to he and his wife's house for breakfast each morning.
我每天早晨都到他和他太太的住的地方呢，去吃早饭。
And waiting outside the door,There were always two or three people waiting from at the first, from dawn, they would come at first light, waiting to speak with the missionary.
这时候我总能看见就是从佛晓天一亮的时候呢，就总有两三个人在等在那里，等着第一时间呢去见这个我这个传教士的朋友。
And as I passed them going into the house, I used to greet them.
当我经过他们身边的时候呢，我就要进去吃早饭的时候呢，我就会跟他们打招呼。
And I would ask the missionary, who are those people outside?
我就会问这个传教士，我说那个外面这些人是谁呀？
And he would tell me that they were people from such and such a village, and that they had some problems, and that he would listen to their problems,
然后他就会告诉我这些人都是从哪个哪个村子来的，他们有什么样的麻烦，然后这个传教士呢会耐心的听他们讲他们的难处。
And more people came to Christ through his sympathetic ear.
很多人呢都是因着这个传教士他有一个同情的倾听的耳朵来认识耶稣的。
Their hearts were opened up from his mercy.
就是因着他的怜悯的恩赐，他们这些人的心就敞开了。
And many came to know the Lord because of that gift of mercy.
所以他正是因为他这怜悯人的恩赐，很多人因此就认识了主。
Why did the mothers bring the children for the Savior to touch them?
为什么有些母亲要带着他们的孩子来到主耶稣那里，让主耶稣去摸他们呢？
He was so merciful and approachable.
因为主就是这样的人，他就是很怜悯人的，让人很容易接近的。
Oh, we need those gifts of mercy.
我们真的很需要这怜悯人的恩赐啊。
In this hard world of broken hearts, we need that gift greatly.
在这个充满了伤心的这个人的世界上呢，我们真的很需要这个怜悯人的恩赐。
Just to know that someone understands and sympathizes with our great need.
就是要明白这些人他们需要我们的同情，在他们极大的需要当中。
First Corinthians chapter 12.
我们再回到哥林多前书十二章。
And verse 10.
十节。
Here's another gift, important gift. Verse 10.
另外一个重要的恩赐哦。
Verse 10, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the discernment of spirits.
第十节在行异能和做先知后面，他讲到了能辨别诸灵这个恩赐。
Now, this seems like a strange gift.
这个看起来好像是一个挺奇怪的恩赐。
Now, what kind of spirits are we talking about here?
这个恩赐，我们在谈论这个恩赐是什么呢？
There are many spirits in the world.
因为这个世界上有很多的灵。
We mustn't forget that there are human spirits.
但是我们不要忘记这个是人的灵。
And there are angelic spirits.
有人的灵，也有天使的灵。
Good and bad.
有好的天使，也有不好的天使。
And we know that that men and women are their spirits are bound up by the God of this age.
我们知道男人女人，不管男人女人的灵呢，他们都是被今世的王所捆绑的。
So you meet someone.
如果你碰到一个人。
And they begin to talk.
然后他开始说话了。
And how can you discern by what spirit they're speaking from?
你怎么能够分辨他们是在什么灵里在说话呢?
The spirit of God or the spirit of the evil one?
到底是在神的灵里说话呢，还是在邪恶的这个灵里说话呢?
And even sometimes it may be even believers that may be deceived themselves.
有的时候甚至信徒呢，他也会自己欺骗自己的。
Take the case of Ananias and Sapphira in Acts chapter 5.
比如说我们举个例子，就是使徒行传五章里面这个亚拿尼亚和撒菲拉的这个故事。
Acts chapter 5. And verse 3.
第三节。
Now you know the story, you've read the story, how that Ananias and Sapphira, they had a, They had some land they sold, and they said they brought all the proceeds and gave it to the Lord.
大家都读过这个故事啊，就亚拿尼亚和撒菲拉呢，他们有一些田地，他们把它卖了，然后呢，他们跟神说呢，也跟使徒说呢，他卖的所有的这个得来的钱呢，都给了神了。
Now this was at the time of the very foundation of the church.
而且这个事情呢，是发生在这个教会刚刚建立的初期。
And lying to the Holy Spirit would have to be dealt with very, very strictly at this early stage.Of a foundation being laid.
在这种建立教会的这个根基的这个时候呢，神必须用非常严格的方式来对待一些事情。
That would have to be a lesson for all time.
因为要为以后所有的世代呢，要留下一个警戒的教训。
But Peter seemed to have the gift of the discernment, and he understood that they were of the evil one.Not that they weren't believers, but they were being deceived by the evil one to keep back part of the proceeds.
在这个故事里面，这个彼得呢，看上去他就有这个辨别诸灵的这个恩赐啊。他知道这两个人呢，他们是邪恶的，不是说他们一定不是信徒，只是呢，他们被那个邪恶的灵呢所欺骗了。
Verse 3 we read, But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the price of the land for yourself? While it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your own control? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You've lied, not lied to men, but you lied to God.
所以彼得呢，因为他有这个恩赐呢，他们都没说，他就知道他们已经把一部分的价银呢私自留下了。所以在三节里面，他说：“彼得说，亚拿尼亚，为什么撒旦充满了你的心，叫你欺哄圣灵，把田地的价银私自留下几分呢？田地还没有卖，不是你自己的吗？既卖了，价银不是你做主吗？你怎么心里起着意念呢？你不是欺哄人，是欺哄神了。”
Now they may have deceived others.But Peter, with the gift of discernment, he smelled something off.
所以他们可能能骗得了别人，但是因为彼得有这个辨别诸灵的恩赐呢，所以他就一下子就闻出了这里头的味道不对。
Now there's a picture of this from the Old Testament.
在旧约里面也有这个相应的这个影子啊，这个预表。
In order to serve as a priest,The priest could not have a broken nose.
因为如果你在旧约里做祭司呢，你是鼻子是不能有缺陷的，就是鼻子不能破了，有破损。
Well, that sounds pretty strange to us.
对，我们现在听起来觉得挺奇怪的啊。
But the Old Testament is full of pictures, and it has a spiritual application for us in the New Testament.
因为旧约里面的这些都是预表，都是图景，都是为了在给我们在新约里面能够应用的原则。
A priest with a broken nose would lose his ability to smell properly.
因为那个鼻子有问题的祭司呢，他就没有能力去像正常人那样辨别味道了。
And so, in the New Testament, the gift of the discernment of spirits has to do with the ability to smell something that's not quite right.
所以在新约里面呢，这个辨别诸灵的属灵恩赐呢，就是有这样的能力，能够闻出来，或者能比别人能够感知到有什么地方不对。
And so this is a picture for us, a good gift to have.Someone in the assembly that will say, there is something wrong here. I can't quite put my finger on it, but I know something is wrong.
所以在一个教会里面呢，有这样的恩赐的人，他就会说，哎呀，我总觉得什么地方不对，虽然我不能具体准确的指出是什么不对，但是我知道的确有什么东西不对。
But somebody with a gift of discernment will be able to point out,What's wrong?
我刚才说的不对，就是一般人呢，他可能会有这样的感觉，觉得什么地方不对，但是有这个恩赐的人呢，他可以准确的说出 来到底是什么地方不对。
Now the last of the building gifts, these are all building gifts. The last is found in 1 Peter chapter 4.
最后一个这个建造性的恩赐啊，在使徒行传的不是彼得前书的四章。
First Peter chapter 4 and verse 9.
第九节，彼得前书四章九节。
This is my favorite gift.
这是我最喜欢的一个恩赐啊。
It's the gift of hospitality.
这个就是款待人的恩赐。
How lovely it is to be invited into a Christian's home and for them to treat me just like a family member.
被基督徒的家庭邀请到他家里去做客，他们待我就像自己家里人一样，这种经历真的是太美好了。
It's a little bit like what heaven's going to be like, I think.
我觉得就像天堂的美好大概也就是这样吧，有一点像。
First Corinthians 9, chapter 4, verse 9. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling.As each has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God.
第九、第十节，你们要互相款待，不发怨言。个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
Now some have a wonderful gift of hospitality. We should all be hospitable, but some have that special gift.
我们每个人都应该做一个好客的人，但是呢，有些人他在这方面有特别的恩赐。
I think of Martha.
我想到了马大。
She often gets criticized.
我们总是很多人，她总是受到很多的批评啊。
But her great heart wanted to make sure that her home was open to everyone.
但是他的心呢，总是希望他的家呢向所有的人敞开。
And we see her serving there in the hospitable situation.
我们也看到他在那里好客的尽情的款待他的尽力的款待他的客人们。
Now, having looked at these permanent building gifts, next week we'd like to look at.How we might discover our gift or gifts.
我们今天呢逐一的学习了所有的这些永恒的就是建造的恩赐。下周呢我们要看看我们怎么发现自己的恩赐。
But there's a couple of thoughts I'd like to leave you with tonight as we close.
今天结束之前呢我还是给大家呢讲几点。
And that is that every one of us has been given At least one gift.
首先第一点呢就是我们每一个人至少会得到一个至少一个属灵的恩赐。
And those gifts are all, as you can see, they're made by the Lord for others, to the benefit of others.
大家可以看到这所有的恩赐呢都是神赐给我们的是为了别人的益处的。
The purpose is that we might mature into the very image of Christ.
目的呢就是让我们都逐渐成熟到像主耶稣基督那样的形象。
Another thought that I'd like to leave you with is that on earth, we represent Christ on earth. Individually and collectively, we represent the Lord Jesus Christ on earth.
另外一点呢我想要强调的就是我们在地上无论是个人还是作为教会的整体我们都是要代表主耶稣基督的。
Now, and these spiritual gifts, they're the Lord's primary channel of forming us Christians into the likeness of Christ.
这些恩赐呢是神所使用的主要的渠道把我们改变成主耶稣基督的样式。
And in the world, we are his visible body on earth.
所以在这地上呢，世人能够看到我们是主耶稣基督一个有形的身体。
The world can only see Jesus through us.
这个世界呢，只有通过我们才能够见到耶稣。
Now, another very important, thing to understand about gifts.
关于这个恩赐呢，还有一个非常重要的点要明白。
Each gift that the Holy Spirit now gives to the believer, and we've seen this big list.
我们刚才看到这所有给这个信徒们的恩赐啊，有一大串，我们一个一个都查过了。
And they're not all clearly defined.
他们不是那么界限分明的，这个区分的那么清楚的。
It would seem that this great variety of gifts is able then to meet the unique needs of Christians in every time and place.
他们都是为了每一个时候每一个时代每一个需要下的基督徒教会服务的。
And so these gifts also are able to adapt to all the circumstances that we may find ourselves in.
所以它可以适应我们所遇见的所有的情况它都能够适用。
And I don't think that they are rigid gifts.
我不认为呢是有这种地方性的恩赐。
I think that there is much crossover and melding of these gifts according to the specific needs of the time.
我觉得呢是因为根据特殊的需要呢这些恩赐呢是可以彼此融合结合的使用的。
And here's an important point to take away tonight.
我们要带着这样一个观点啊结束今天的学习。
That each gift that the Lord gives to the believers had its perfect expression in the life of Jesus and his ministry when he was on earth.
就是主耶稣基督在地上呢在他的人格和他的这个服事中呢这每一个恩赐呢都有清楚的表达。
If you study the life of the Lord Jesus in the Gospels, you'll see that he used every one of those gifts in perfection.
当你仔细的去考察这个福音书呢看主的一生呢你就会看到每一个恩赐呢都完美的在他身上展现出来。
And he is the supreme pattern for us.
他就是我们那个极端的极致的一个榜样。
And it should be no wonder as he was the source of all those gifts.
当然毫无疑问他是这所有恩赐的源头。
And he's the fullest expression of them.
同时呢他自己也完美的完全的把这些恩赐表达出来。
And so next week, we're going to look at some guidelines, some thoughts on how we might discover our gifts.
所以下星期呢我们来看一些原则啊一些指引就是我们怎么能够发现自己的恩赐。
May the Lord bless you tonight.
愿主祝福大家。
Brother Harold?
Amen. Let's give thanks and praise the Lord for the gifts that he's given us and ask his blessing. Good to be with you tonight. Lord,
我们一起祷告。
Excuse me, go ahead.
我们现在祈求神的祝福也赞美他给了我们这样美好的属灵的恩赐我们一起祷告
Lord we just want to thank you for the fact that you have given gifts
主啊我们就感谢您您真的赐给了我们恩赐
And it's true Lord when we're given gifts by people we always say thank you How much more do we give thanks when our blessed Savior gives us gifts
所以当人给我们礼物的时候呢我们通常都会说谢谢那当我们的亲爱的救主给我们礼物的时候我们岂不更加的感谢他吗
And Lord, I guess we're also thankful that you not only give us gifts directly, but you give us gifts through the gifts that you give to others.
主啊，我们也感谢您不仅直接给我们每个人礼物，你也借着别人把这些礼物赐给我们。
And so, Lord, we're looking forward to next week because we want to learn how to discern, how to know the gifts that you have given us.
主啊，我们特别盼望下周快一点到来，因为我们很想知道你到底给了我们什么礼物。
And Lord, we want to make sure that we use the gifts that you have given us because you gave them not only to us, but you gave them in order that we can use them for the benefit of others and for your kingdom.
我们也想确保我们使用好了这些恩赐，因为你给我们这些恩赐是为了要造就别人，也为了你的国的建立而使用的。
And Lord, we want to thank you for our fellow Christians because the fact is that we have received so much through the gifts that they have received from you and that they use for us.
主啊，我们要为我们的基督徒弟兄姐妹们感谢您，因为你赐给了他们礼物，你也借着他们您赐给他们这些恩赐，你也借着他们使用这些恩赐呢，给了我们很多。
And so, Lord, in the light of these gifts, we have two objectives this evening. Number one, to say thank you for these gifts.
所以呢，对这些您赐给我们的恩赐呢，我们要说两句话。一个呢，就是感谢您赐给我们这些恩赐。
And number two, Lord, help me use my gifts in such a way that there will be blessing for others and for yourself.
第二句话呢，就是主啊，求你帮助我能够使用好你赐给我的恩赐，让我能够帮助到别人，也能够用在你的身上。
And so, Lord, again, we just give thanks tonight. We look to you for blessing. Thank you for the new year. And we pray that the Savior will get much glory from us in the new year.
主，我们今天晚上感谢您给我们的祝福，我们也祈求您继续祝福我们的新年。盼望主耶稣在这新的一年里得着更多的荣耀。
And we give thanks for all this in Jesus' name.
我们为以上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Thank you all tonight. Thank you all.